Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, let me ask you, ma'am, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, or mobile home?
I live in a home.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and do you own or rent your home? Okay, thank you. Okay, and please tell me, what year was your home built, if you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
A long time.
Can you tell me a full number?
Yeah, I lived here 25 years, then I moved away, and I've been back for 12 years.
Okay, thank you. So that would be around 37 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Cat 1 hurricane, Cat 2 hurricane, Cat 3,
yes.
Cat... Okay, which of them? I'm sorry.
Well, the, I forget the name of it, a hurricane, the last one. Not the last one, but that one of them that decided to stop in Mirabellon. Michael, I forget the name of it. I lived with several of them down in Fort Lauderdale, but I don't remember the names of them.
No worries. But do you remember what category of hurricane was?
Well, that one was the bad one. That was the hurricane, that the worst it could be, and it decided to take a turn and went out to the ocean. So whatever the worst is, that's what it was.
Okay. And would you like me to select another one? Let's say a tropical storm, a Cat 1, 2 or 3 or 4.
That's
you have
fine.
Experience? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So could be Michael, according to what you said. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, I'm safe.
Okay, thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I have hurricane windows. My home is hurricane-proof.
I'm sorry? The line was breaking up a little bit.
My home is hurricane-proof, okay?
Okay.
It's brick, has hurricane windows, it's set.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Are you trying to sell something?
No. This is only a survey for research purposes. And we only just want to know the residents' perceptions of hurricane threats. And, of course, we want to... We want to know about damage reduction as well.
Right. I think you're going to, it's for insurance. So, listen, let's just call this a stop right now, okay? Thank you.
I can promise you there are not too many questions. And like I said, I promise I'm not selling anything. This is just for research.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. In this case, next question. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, the conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours or other.
That whenever they say that, that it's getting close, that it's going to come close to me, then I will prepare for outside and bring things in and around. I'm not one to
get
well prepared, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. The options are internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or other.
Well, the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Internet. TV and internet.
Okay. I think, well, for this question, I will leave one more. You won't let me pass unless we have three options selected. Do you want me to repeat the options?
What's the other one? Radio? Let's put radio.
Yes, radio.
Did I put radio? We'll say that one.
Okay. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say 5.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options. Cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of childcare, transportation cost, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, other or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, next. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And when will you evacuate? Let me read the options. If a hurricane
I wouldn't evacuate.
Oh, you wouldn't, you said?
Mm-mm. I just read it out.
Okay, thank you. And if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will never leave your house under any circumstances?
I've never left.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with the $2,000, or I don't know.
I guess if it came to the push, I could come up with it.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The options are...
Go ahead.
Okay. The options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat.
No. It went up over the top.
Oh,
it's out of hand in Florida, okay? Insurance on a house is out of hand.
Okay. But in this case, would you say increased significantly or increased somewhat?
Yes. Increased significantly.
Okay, thank you. And what about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Gradually, every year.
I'm sorry?
This year, the worst.
Oh, so would you say increase significantly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what about in the 3 to 5 years?
A little bit each year.
I'm sorry?
A little bit each year.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase
you
amount
can.
Of the...
They're all the same. I already been that route. Listen, this is going into insurance, and I really don't have the time, okay? So I appreciate you calling me, and good luck with your research, okay?
Well, thank you so much for your time.